When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Stellar, Sean. Stellar rejoin. It's a Tie Tuesday, and Ty Law will join us in less than 1 hour at 9 this morning. Right now, though, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Jason Kelce has released a Christmas song with Stevie Nicks.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Last year, if you remember, he released Fairy Tale of Philadelphia with Travis Kelce right before the holiday season.
Okay.
This year, it's with Nicks. It's called Maybe This Christmas. Mm. Shime has pulled a little taste, if you would like.
It's too early for Christmas music.
Well,
I have a ban on that until Thanksgiving gets here. This is a news story, though, I guess.
Yes.
How did the two of them connect, I wonder? I don't think Stevie Nicks has ever done a Christmas song, which is of interest. All right, fine. What's it called again?
Maybe This Christmas.
Maybe This Christmas. Go ahead, Shime.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more.
To call someone we love, someone we've lost, for reasons we can't quite recall.
Oh, I like it.
Really?
I like it.
You like it because the last name is Kelce.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I think Jason Kelce actually has a very nice voice.
Hard pass. I
mean, yeah. It sounds like something from the 80s.
Has America reached the tipping point when it comes to the Kelce brothers?
No, not yet.
No?
Still there because, you
really?
Know, he's cool because of the phone incident last week.
Have you not had enough of the two of them?
Oh, I had, but you asked as America.
Yeah.
Remember, he's still like, you know.
Yeah.
They're hot in the streets.
I mean, if you download that without permission, is he going to smash your phone or like what happens?
He's the all-American guy singing Christmas songs with Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
It does seem like, I just looked it up, the connection comes from one Taylor Swift.
Oh, it does.
Well, he should have done a Christmas song with her.
With Taylor Swift?
Yeah,
you're right.
She would never.
Yeah.
I could share the money with him.
Oh, well, of course she would, but she I don't think that she'd.
Why?
Because.
Why? Stevie Nicks did it?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, what's next?
We go to Florida for the next story.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami,
Florida.
Florida,
not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A 20-year-old guy in Miami, Alexander Rodriguez, was arrested last Wednesday after he stabbed his brother in the neck.
Jeez.
Police showed up at the house. They two lived together, and they took his brother to the hospital, found Alexander in the tree. When asked why he stabbed his brother, he said because his brother was talking over the food they were cooking.
Oh, what were they making?
They do not know.
I'm guessing Kraft macaroni and cheese, but who knows? Maybe Hamburger Helper.
Mm-hmm.
Probably very popular in Florida.
Yep.
So
it seems like Alexander is a bit of a germaphobe. Didn't like the fact that he was speaking over the food.
Okay.
Okay. I thought it was like he didn't want to talk to him.
No. It was the
speaking. Oh, he's a bit of a sprayer.
Yes.
Oh.
Projectiles.
Yes.
Yeah, the droplets. Uh-oh. Well, this is a Ken faux pas.
Yeah, that's a big problem is the spittle.
Right. You can't sing happy birthday.
Okay.
It does seem like the brother is going to be okay, thank God.
Okay, that's good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good news.
A ground round is returning to Massachusetts after 20 years.
I got to tell you something. This brings me right back to the age of 7 or 8.
Oh.
And the ground round in, I think it was Framingham, where that is. Once every 6 months, my parents would take me out to dinner, and we would go right to the ground round. And they are having a resurgence, I'm guessing?
Yes. Well, it's opening a new location in Shrewsbury in January. The restaurant's chain Facebook group posted looking for workers in Shrewsbury.
Wow.
It's going to 271 Grafton Street. I've never heard of this restaurant.
Yeah, well, it's before your time.
I remember the ground round.
You do?
I'm pretty sure, if memory serves, I think there was one on the Rockland-Hingham line that I went to as a child.
Mm. All right. One of the great things as a child is they offer you peanuts, and you can just drop the shells right on the floor of the restaurant.
I love the ground round. There was one on the Needham Newton line. Phenomenal spot.
Jeez, I don't know if they can do that in this day and age. Peanut allergies?
They used to do it at Longhorns.
What?
The peanuts on
no,
the road?
No, they didn't. No, they did not.
I think it was a different place. It was a roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe Texas Roadhouse.
Ooh, Wiggy got the place wrong. Let's correct it.
They adopted it from the ground round at the Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, because I remember there was
Texas Roadhouse known for their bread.
Yes, their little buns.
Yeah, but their little buns.
There was a place right up Route 1.
That's what
me.
You liked All about right. the what was the place in Florida?
I don't know. What was the place
Twin
in
Peaks.
Oh, that's no.
That's what he liked about the Twin Peaks.
Was that what it was?
There were no small buns there.
Yeah, there was not in a flat. There was pancakes there. No big buns.
There were not pancakes there.
Man, stop it, please.
Wiggy.
Come on.
All three of you, eyes lit up.
No, stop it. There were nothing but pancakes there.
Oh, please.
Nothing but what they call Nacitol. You know what that means?
Oh, yes, I do.
No ass at all.
Yep.
That's not a big deal. I mean, you took a fancy to a server. It happens.
Who?
You.
She was 22. Same age as my daughter.
That's why some people are looking around going, geez, what's going on
look
here?
Like, what I look you, like? I look like you and Curtis? Diving into the youngins?
I mean, I'm just a casual observer.
If I'm going to look, she's going to have a donk on her.
That woman had a very nice physique.
She was 22 years old.
Yeah, I'm not talking age. I'm just saying.
No, I asked about the sweet tea because I thought in Florida that was the home of sweet tea. Yeah. Everybody was telling
me
about.
You would not let up on the sweet tea.
Everybody was telling me about Twin Peaks. I go down there and I'm like, no.
Well, some fun facts about Ground Round.
Yeah.
Restaurant chain was founded here in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Filed for bankruptcy in 2004. There are currently 4 Ground Round locations in the U.S.
That's it?
Yep. 1 in Ohio and 3 in North Dakota.
I'm shocked that you went there as a child, because I would have thought it would have been gone by then.
No, I am very familiar with the ground
they
round.
They used to run,
I think my cousin actually worked
it. It was like a true family-themed chain.
Was it a steakhouse?
No, burgers. And,
right. I would say 99 adjacent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would run movies, they'd run the animated cartoons and the Three Stooges and all that kind of stuff.
I think they were on the way out as I was entering my later childhood.
Yeah. If you could have any national chain back in Massachusetts that's gone, what would it be?
Friendly's.
Oh, of course, Friendly's for you. Yeah.
Wait, does it have to come back to Massachusetts, or could I bring one that's never been?
Ooh.
Well, that's a different discussion.
Okay.
Because everybody
would it be In and Out?
Yes.
I'd rock with you on that one. National chain, huh?
You know what I loved? I don't know if it was a national chain, but Bugaboo Creek that used to be in
Great
Framingham.
Great call with the talking moose.
Yeah.
So good.
They had one in Braintree.
They had one of those in the Burlington Mall as well, if I remember correctly, when the kids were little.
Love that spot.
Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, no, that's what it was. Yeah. Rainforest Cafe was in the
Electric.
Kids loved that place.
When they had the thunderstorm?
Yeah, the kids loved that place.
Yes.
We didn't have a lot of those growing up. I'm trying to think. We didn't have a bunch of national chains.
Well, we did on that Route 9 area where the ground round was Route 9 adjacent.
Uh-huh.
It was past the Natick Mall, down the end of the street past the Natick Mall. But that golden, whatever they used to call Route 9, the golden... To triangle, golden, whatever it was. That's where all the, they had the taco place when I was a kid. The national taco chain.
Del Taco?
No. What the freak was it called?
Oh, Taco Bell?
No. No, Curtis.
Margaritas?
Don't mention their nachos.
Somebody help me, please.
Acapulco's.
No.
It's a popular one?
Huh?
It's a popular one?
It was the first national taco chain.
When Greg has an idea, the rest of us possibly never heard of it. It's like 30 years before we were born.
Casa Bonita.
No.
Taco chain national that closed.
And it was in Massachusetts?
Why can't I? Yes, it was right there in Natick on Route 9.
I don't know.
Why can't I think of it?
I never went to Natick as a kid, so I couldn't tell you, Greg.
This is going to bother me all morning. This is the problem with getting old, is you cannot remember these things.
And it was a national chain.
On the border?
No.
There's Chi Chi's?
No.
Abe and
Rancho
Louis?
Bravo?
No.
I don't know.
Rio Bravo.
No.
Rio Bravo. All types of names they're giving us now.
We can't go to break or do anything else until we find this.
Sambo's.
And it was in Massachusetts.
Are you sure it was just tacos or is it a Mexican restaurant?
El Torito?
No.
TS Tex-Mex?
Somebody said Ponderosa.
Fast food. It was a fast food chain.
Fast food chain. Oh, okay.
Tacos.
Sizzlers?
No, that wasn't
Where are my near boomer brethren?
Yeah, so fast food taco place. Oh, I only know Taco Bell. I didn't know there was another national one.
I can't believe
that. Yeah, well, I knew Del Taco existed, but
is that
like
is that a local thing?
No, that's West.
Oh. Yeah.
Somebody just had it, and then it disappeared on the text line.
Speedy Gonzalez?
No, wait. Jack in the Box. Thank you.
Jack in the Box is not a taco store?
You got a burger joint.
Oh,
that's not burgers.
That was the worst ever, Greg.
Jack in the Box is the very first, I think, national Mexican food fast food chain.
It still exists.
It's not closed.
It's not here anymore.
Oh, my God. That was a waste of time.
It's a West Coast thing.
I'm trying to find
it. It was a West Coast thing, but it was here.
But wait a second.
That's what I'm telling you. We had it, and then it's gone.
But
it's like the Ponderosa. A lot of people want to get the Ponderosa back.
But it's a burger joint on the West Coast.
No, it's not burgers.
Yes, it is.
A hamburger stand focused on drive-through service.
Yeah, it's Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is
a West Coast thing.
No, they have tacos.
Okay, well.
They do have tacos.
Am I correct?
Yes, I'm on the menu right now.
Right, but it's a burger joint.
No, well, they've got basically everything. It seems like they've got grilled cheese.
Egg rolls.
They've got, but they have a lot of tacos.
Yeah, right.
Also, the menu's probably changed in 70 years. When it originally started, it was, you pull right up, you speak to the little Jack in the Box.
We could have been here for 3 weeks and not come up with Jack in the Box.
I can tell you something.
Never would have gotten there.
In my youth, the actual drive-through was a rarity. It didn't exist. That's why it was fun to get in the station wagon, drive over to Natick, and go to an actual drive-thru. I hate to break it to you youngins, but that was like a thrilling thing that we
You're telling me you never pulled up to a Wendy's and played the SpongeBob theme music to get a Krabby Patty?
No.
Greg is
McDonald's?
No, Greg is correct.
No, he's
for
not.
Jack in the Box. I'm looking at the menu right now. They're like Jack's party bundle is chicken sandwich, medium curly fries, cheeseburger, and the Jack's famous tacos.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
The famous tacos.
Courtney, Robert Pat Peterson, who was the inventor of it, converted El Quan Boulevard location into Jack in the Box, a hamburger stand focused on drive-through service in 1951.
That's
like calling McDonald's a salad place.
Just because you read something on the internet doesn't...
No, but
did you learn anything from Curtis's lead this morning?
He was spot on.
I mean, the man was spreading fake news left and right over here. Had to be correct.
But I've been...
We want to go back there. I have several backup information. 30 million views. There's stories on it at NBC News, Inside Edition, CBS. Taylor Swift people are shaving their head.
Oh, no.
Oh, please.
They are.
They were all wrong on December 6th. Was that what we went back
to? No, he's going back to 4B, which is as real as my lips.
Okay, Greg, we can show the tweets the amount of people that are engaging in it.
The West Coast thing.
I know they're engaging in it. I know that you hate the Twitchers until they're on your side.
What are you talking about? It has nothing to do with Twitch.
This is my fault. I didn't want to go back to this.
Also, can I just say, great deal at Jack in the Box. Two tacos, 99 cents.
Right.
That's a great deal.
In this economy?
They've always been known all across America for their great deals on tacos.
Wow.
Mitch, you got to remove the banner for that to work.
In
this economy? Oh, I'm glad you got that to Mitch.
I got it a while ago.
hello, Steve.
There is 21
Good
million.
Good morning, guys.
Wow.
Wiggy, mm-hmm. If you remember East Boston, do you remember up the Heights where, you know, a real Royal Roast Beef is?
Yeah, that can, yep, I so know exactly.
That used to be Dairy Queen in the 60s. Now, I'm dating myself because I was born in 1953. So we went to Shays Beach, and we used to go across the street for Dairy Queen for a dime. And then in 1966 or 67, I'm not sure what year, that became a Jack in the Box for a while.
Royal
Roast Beef came in the late 70s. I know y'all were a little bit younger.
Yeah, what type?
That's when Jack in the Box East Boston was for years.
Steve? And what type of
cuisine,
and I use this term loosely, was Jack in the Box serving?
Well, it did have tacos, but they had hamburgers. So there, there were a lot of burgers in there.
But it was
tacos. You're right.
It was taco themed. Like
It was burger themed.
I don't think Jack in the Box has ever been taco.
It's a Greg. It's a West Coast thing that they have them a bunch in the West Coast or you know that side, and it's a burger joint. Yeah, do they serve tacos there? Fine. Don't they serve burritos at McDonald's or or that doesn't make it a taco joint?
I love how Wiggy corrects me on my life. That's my favorite thing. Hello, Derek. What?
I'm just saying, if you Google it, although best known for its hamburgers, Jack in the Box's most popular product is its tacos.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, Derek.
Greg, how are you? So, too funny. I wonder if you and I were hanging out at, like, Fun and Games and Shoppers World and the Natick Mall. I'm 60. Actually older. Courtney, I'm older than Greg. Curtis, I'm older than Greg, believe it or not.
That is
you
true.
Sound young.
Somebody actually older than Greg Hill.
That was called the, it was called the Golden Mile. It was what it was called.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was the Golden Mile. And oh my God, it's just so funny when I reminisce. So did you used to go to the Natick Mall and walk up and down and try to cruise chicks and talk to girls and all that good stuff? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, of course. And then I would go to Fun and Games, and that's where I got my weed. All right.
And then you'd go get arrested.
I love that Fun and Games. Birthday parties there all the time.
The place was the best.
Did you ever go to Bonkers up the road?
No.
Oh, like a bigger, better Fun and Games.
Really?
Yeah, right by the Jordan's Furniture.
That might have been after my time, but I used to go to Fun and Games and play Space Invaders.
Awesome.
Love that. Time.
Love that for you.
There was no chat, though. You had to actually had to physically chat with another human being while playing.
Or play by yourself.
There's no online chat.
Yeah.
But it was Fun and Games. It was pretty cool.
It's like an arcade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right near Houlihan's.
I could spend hours in arcades.
Well, another chain.
Yep.
I remember Houlihan's.
Yep. You know, when we did the fifth birthday show for this program at the Sam Adams in Faneuil Hall, that, I believe, used to be a Houlihan's, if I remember correctly.
Never heard of that either.
Yeah. Oh, great spot. And then the Bennigan's was across the street.
Kind of like a Ruby Tuesdays or along those lines, right?
Right.
Great stat by Mitch on the Twitch right now.
What?
Americans eat 500 million Jack in the Box tacos a year.
Oh, interesting.
Seems like it's a pretty popular item there.
Can I ask
especially for a company you said was under.
Is it a red flag, though, if you notice? Is it because it's like the slices of cheese, almost like the Kraft singles that are on there? Is that a red flag that you have that kind of cheese on a taco?
That does look gross.
You're talking...
I'm just asking.
It's a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, but even Taco Bell, like it's like sprinkled cheese or like artificial cheese sauce. It's not just like a slice of cheese.
What are you going to knock them down a star in Zagat's?
I'm just asking if it was a red flag. I think it's a fair question.
I mean, what are you talking about? I am yelping about this immediately.
No, I'll go on Reddit, actually. That's probably where I would spend most
of my time. What a Zagat's pull. I mean, what are you doing reviews on fast food places now and the how real the cheese is?
If there was a Jack in the Box close, I'd be happy to. I'd love to. Actually, that's a great series. I'll just go around reviewing all the food.
Are they still around?
You should do one bite and then give a score.
It's not like anybody does that.
Taco Bell giving you a choice on camembert if you want that on your taco? Or like, what?
Yeah, can I get brie on that? Gruyere.
Gouda.
Get out of here. All right.
More of a Manchego guy.
Person Chago.
Little stroll down memory lane. This is Jim from Providence, Rhode Island. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
I used to go to school in Warwick, Rhode Island, and near the airport in Rhode Island, there was a Jack in the Box, and that was the only place 50 years ago that you could actually get Mexican food.
Yeah.
That was the only place I ever went when I wanted to get some, you know, tacos, burritos. And I never bought a hamburger there. Always the Mexican food.
Yeah, they were ahead of their time. So that's that is...
Classic.
They were Taco Bell before Taco Bell.
Why'd they leave then?
They were Taco Bell before Taco Bell. Yeah. I mean, they still are obviously very popular in America. They just left here. I don't know. Maybe massholes didn't embrace them the way they thought they
would. I believe the same company owns Qdoba, so maybe that's why Qdoba's in this area. So.
Qdoba, very good as well.
Very good, good, yeah. Good place to go and get the norovirus.
Oh.
But didn't that happen at one?
Well, wasn't that E. coli at Chipotle?
It's a ricochet.
I mean, it was just a one-time thing, I think.
I mean, it was Chipotle, though. James right.
It happens everywhere,
I'll still
know?
Go back. Did Chipotle get smoked brisket, by the way? Dynamite.
All right. Anyway, we should get to... is that the news? Was there anything? That's the news? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get to what is trending with Courtney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Monday Night Football saw the Dolphins take down the Rams in L.A. Final score 23-15. Tua completed 20 of 28 passes for 207 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. The Celtics have the Hawks in town tonight. Jason Tatum, his ankle injury may be worse than we expected. He's listed as questionable for this evening. Al Horford and Jaden Springer are also questionable for this one. And the Bruins are on the road to take on the Blues in St. Louis. Puck drop is at 8. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
By the way, I would be remiss, a texter points out, if I didn't mention the arguably the greatest restaurant ever to be a part of the Golden Mile right there on Route 9, and that is the legendary Ken's Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've never been to Ken's.
Never been there.
It's where my grandpa Ed Hill used to take us every once in a while when we were little, and the salad dressing at Ken's, if you get it there physically, is, believe it or not, even better than the salad dressing you get in the store.
I was just about to ask if they were the same people that made the salad dressing at the store, and I thought that was going to be a dumb question.
Yes, they are. It would be an odd coincidence if they weren't. All right, what Curtis, weather?
I was going to say it's a Ken's with a personality that's worth being around, is the way I would describe Ken's. 48 degrees and windy afternoon. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And high 56.
You know, you never know what will pique the interest of those who listen to this program. A lot of interest in restaurants that should come back. Based on the discussion about the Jack in the Box. Yes, Sean, what is it?
I think we know why Jack in the Box disappeared. Apparently, kangaroo meat was found in shipments to Jack in the Box.
Crikey.
In 1981.
Oh, that's what happened.
That's what it seems happened.
Were the tacos jumping right off the grill?
Hey.
That's real Australian food.
Amen. And Greg, can I tell you that song? You want to hear about a blast from the past?
Yes.
Do you know where it was played? Dover Sherburn High School basketball walkout.
Ooh.
When I was a kid going to games.
Mm.
Joey Ingenieri, Mike Palka dominated until we got to Lynn.
Mr. Cox,
mm-hmm.
Santo weighing in on the personal text and suggesting that he would demand a return of the Piccadilly Pub, which was a regional.
Used
chain.
To be one in Randolph, I've
never heard of that place. Piccadilly Pub.
Yep.
The captain, as I call him, Jason Veritek, weighing in on the personal text machine, asking for a return of Vinny Testa's.
Oh, Vinny Testa's family style meals right by BC. Love
Do you
that.
Remember that place?
We used to go with my sister and her friends all the time.
Don't remember that place.
And you used to, at the end of your meal, they'd come over with like a. Some kind of shake thing that had dice in it or something, and if you rolled the right combo, you would not have to pay for your meal at Vinny Testa's.
What?
I think that was in the basement, Greg. I never heard of Vinny Testa's.
No, that was true.
Wow, that sounds...
There used to be a Vinny Testa's on Boylston Street. Which, by the way, have you been on Boylston Street of late?
Yes.
What a disaster that is.
Yeah.
I was there on Saturday with DMs,
mm-hmm.
and they have taken like all the parking that might exist, turned it into bike lanes, right. which, of course, nobody's in. And so they've arguably the most traveled street in the city of Boston.
Right.
Is now two lanes only with people parking in half of each of the lanes.
Right.
So bad.
Like, what a joke.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yep.
Bike lanes and parking.
I mean.
But they've been worried about restaurants having, you know, people sitting outside because it's taking up parking spots.
They have giant sidewalks, too. You'd think the bikes could go on the sidewalks.
You're a biker, Wiggs.
Yeah. I go on the sidewalk. I go everywhere on the bike. I follow no rules. I'm probably like most bikers.
On the Subaru of New England text line, a texter thinking longingly of the A&W drive-up restaurant. That's way before anybody's time on this program. Yeah.
I only remember.
Used to be one of those, I think, in Saugus, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember that. I would love Riley's Roast Beef to come back, but that's a local regional thing, too.
Sean, that's not a drive-through. That's a drive-up.
Like Sonic?
Yes. I've never been to Sonic.
Or like how Sonic used to be? I don't know if it still is that way.
Do you drive up and eat there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you used to do at A&W. Yeah. And, of course, they were well-known for their root beer, obviously. Mm.
Right. Yes.
Sonic used to have them on roller skates where they come out to your car like the old
days.
That's
what they used to be at the Hop.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what they used to call those places.
But your little menu thing right there and your...
At the Hop rejoin, Shine, later, maybe?
You got it. Sure.
Are there still Fuddruckers around?
Yes.
Are there?
Yeah, there's a few.
Not here, I don't think. Are there?
There was one on Route 1, right in Saugus.
I know.
And then the one in...
in Reading.
North Andover's closed. There was one in North Andover that they closed that. They turned into whatever that...
Apparently there was an A&W on the Cape. One of those A&W drive-ups was on the Cape, Buzzards Bay, or near Buzzards Bay or something.
I could have sworn there was one over in, like, Stoughton, too, but that may be inaccurate.
How about the York Steakhouse?
York
781 Texter.
Where's that?
Used to be one at the Natick Mall, the old Natick Mall, and it was a buffet, a steak buffet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, never really. York Steakhouse.
Isn't that called the Golden Corral?
The only things I remember is the place up on Route 1, the Continental, I believe. And I think it's getting ready to shut down. They used to have a buffet.
What about the North End spot, European restaurant? Did you ever go there?
Uh-uh.
Yes.
It's a chain?
No. It was like a pizza place. It was like old school.
Isn't that still open?
No.
No, it's not? Texter is suggesting the Scotch and Sirloin. Which, Wiggy, did you ever go to that?
No,
that used to be by the old garden.
Mm-mm.
That is, in fact, I believe, where Larry Bird got into a fight with a patron.
Oh, dear.
While playing.
Historic.
If I remember correctly.
And my favorite restaurant as a child, we used to go every Wednesday, Lockover. That was a nice spot.
Hold on a second. This could be huge for this program. Joe is claiming to be the owner of the new Ground Round coming back to Massachusetts. Hello, Joe.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Is it? How do you prove that you're the owner?
How do we have all the trademarks, so you can run a trademark search report, and you'll see that we're the owner of the Ground Round.
This is very exciting. Now, the Ground Round was originally an offshoot of the Howard Johnsons. Is that correct?
That is, yep. So going, you know, quite a ways back, it started as Howard Johnson. They rebranded as the Ground Round up until, well, there's still a few restaurants open, but in their height, 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s.
Now, from an entrepreneur perspective, what makes you think that you can bring back something that's been gone for decades and it's going to work? I'm so excited about this.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I care about my customers. For me, when someone spends their hard-earned money on your business, decide to spend their money with you, that means a lot, and you got to take that with that duty seriously. So we're going to blend beloved parts of the past with more modern aspects to bring back that family-friendly atmosphere, but also the place you go after work, the place you go, you know, after games, the place you go before those things, to where, you know, it's kind of like the Cheers of the past as well, you know, to use that phrase.
Are you going to be allowed to have the peanuts on the floor?
We're not going to do peanuts. They actually did away with that going back.
I knew it.
I think
that was the whole thing.
Yeah. a lot of people, so if you, you know, read any comments and stuff, I mean, a lot of people remember the popcorn. So I think they were really kind of the first chain, like large chain.
Somebody
to do
brought
popcorn,
up the popcorn.
You know,
was that Curtis? Did you bring up the popcorn this morning in the office?
I think it was me. I don't remember.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Curtis.
So what was the thing with the...
I think it's an age thing. So earlier, you know, going back 70s, 80s, probably was the peanuts, and then they started to shy away from that and did the popcorn, you know, later on.
What's the deal? Is it endless popcorn? I like things that are endless.
Endless. Yep, endless popcorn.
Endless
That's
popcorn.
Right.
Shime, how about that?
The smell of popcorn is delightful.
Endless popcorn.
Joe, I do see that you have mozzarella cheese sticks on your menu. I am a expert when it comes to mozzarella sticks.
We call those the Tata Shakers.
Yes. Where do you rate
yours? We are going to have those, but if you're pulling a menu, so there's four locations left in the Midwest that are from the previous concept that are independent operators. We license the name to them. So they have their own menu.
Oh.
Our menu is going to be a little different, but we are going to have mozzarella sticks. We're going to have a lot of delicious fried foods. You know, Pot of Gold, people remember that. There's going to be some fantastic items coming back that people were really happy about.
What about the baseball helmet Sunday?
That's going to happen for sure, yeah.
Yes.
That'll be back for the kids and adults as well, if they would like.
Hold the helmet.
I got one of those after I peed my pants in Little League.
Your mom told you to put dirt on it to cover it up.
Yeah. All right.
Makes you feel better.
It's very exciting.
Must try a ground round. Never had one.
Well, we'll go out and try this one.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah, you got to come out. Greg, we met a few times. I'm really good friends with Larry the lawyer.
Oh, Larry the judge now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you opening?
You know, if things go smooth, we're hoping for right after the new year. We got contractors in there now doing a major facelift of the property. It's an amazing building. It really has a lot of charm. So we'll keep everyone updated on social media over the weeks as things progress.
What was the jingle? It's a hell of, like, the ground round. It's a hell of a deal or something. Was that the jingle?
They had a few different ones. So the one we have now, it's We've Got What You Like, but they used to also say the good time eating place.
No.
You get a whole lot more?
A steak break?
No. No, there was some kind of it's a hell of a, could they say it? They probably could have been saying it's a hell of a deal, though.
The things that are in your mind.
Yeah, I'd have to pull some of the old commercials. They had quite a few different, you know, marketing things that were going on.
Great deal for fun or something, maybe?
Oh, what a break for seafood lovers.
No, that's not it.
Did they have everything?
They probably had everything. I like the old places. You could get seafood. You could get Mexican.
Tacos. Jack in the Box.
The menu is incredible that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Does ground round? Yeah. Do they do bread? Because I feel like bread is big.
Oh, what a break for seafood lovers! It's waiting for you at the ground round.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh huh. Yeah, bread. Beautiful. Wiggy wants to know.
Yeah, like at the beginning. In the beginning.
We'll have bread in the restaurant. You know, we make sandwiches and stuff.
I'm talking about in the beginning.
Wants free bread.
Yeah, that comes out to
bread
the table.
Service. He's a big bread service.
Yeah, no, we'll get up some bread.
Okay. All right. He doesn't want to give the bread out. Okay.
That's why I like Texas Roadhouse, because of their bread.
Yes.
And, you know, like you go to Outback, they have the bread.
Yeah, I'm guessing the ground round is more like a 99 style, where they're giving the popcorn instead of bread.
Yeah. They used to have cinnamon dippers over there at the ground
round. I just saw that on the menu. The one in the Midwest still has
something for everybody.
Delicious.
That's the way it was in the 70s and 80s. Something for everybody. Whatever mood you're in, we have it on the menu.
If you peed your pants, here's an ice cream.
Good news today at the Ground Round.
You get a whole lot more at the Ground Round. You get a whole lot more.
What's the good?
Yeah,
I mean,
you got a whole lot more there.
Huh? Try one. I've never had one.
Yeah, you're going to love it, Wiggy. All right. We'll be right back with sports.
God.
Well, thank you, Shime. When it comes to the ongoing argument over who was the frugal one here during the dynasty, Robert Kraft or Bill Belichick, and with regard to the ongoing return of the ground round discussion, we may have a little bit of indication from the Google machine, because it appears that when Rodney Harrison came to town for his free agent visit, he was expecting to be taken to a fine dining establishment,
And where does the Google machine say that Bill Belichick took him?
It says they took him to the ground round.
I see. All right. So,
well, the bologna sandwiches, like, it all adds up.
So, I mean, that explains a lot. Does it not, Curtis?
Sure does.
I mean, Bill was going ground round, not grill 23. So,
wait, didn't they take who was it? DeAndre Hopkins out to get clam chowder?
Yeah.
That was a real problem. Right. Yes. So.
I mean, I get that people love New England clam chowder, but you would think you'd take them someplace.
Take them to Moo.
Yeah. So
yeah, you would think, but, you know, try out our chowder.
Yeah. Oh, maybe there were not a lot of options for Bill. I don't know.
Back
at that time. Maybe.
There wasn't much over there on Route 1 next to, I mean, it was the end zone, and that was about it.
Oh, there was the Red Wing Diner. I like that place.
So maybe that's
still open, right?
No, I just drove past it. They're putting in a barbecue place.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it is. I actually just saw it yesterday.
This is Brandon from Boston. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call. So, you know, usually I don't give the Patriots much grace, but I have to take my hat off to them. I don't know if it was full of Red Bull, but they was playing on both sides of the ball when it comes to defense and offense.
Yeah.
So I take my hat off to them, and it's a shame that, you know, the Patriots didn't go out there and get a number one for Drake May, because he definitely deserves a number one. I know a lot of people are saying Higgins, but Higgins is more of a number two to me. You know, a number one to me is like a Mike Evans, a Jefferson, or a Tyreek Hill. They need like that. But, you know, I would like to see this team do more screenplays. I would like to see this team, you know, convincingly do a play action, because everything develops slow. And one thing I don't see this team do is formation. I would like to see them get more creative on offense. They're still a little too pedestrian to me. And I would like to see them get more creative. So, yeah, I'm a Rams fan, and they failed last night, so they might have a chance. But, you know, let's see what happens.
Yeah, see, I mean, what?
The only issue is, in order for you to get that Mike Evans type of number one clear-cut receiver, because I've heard that before, too. T. Higgins is not like – he's like a 1B, right? In order for them to get that guy, they're going to have to trade for somebody who might be disgruntled or might be looking for a change of scenery. And that to me is you're either going to do that, or you're going to have to pay. Do you like T. Higgins as your number one guy and having to pay him solid money?
Don't you, Wiggs?
I don't know. He's been dealing with a lot of injuries. Would you like T. Higgins as your number one?
Yes, but the only stipulation I would put on that, if I am getting T. Higgins as my number one, I would also be open to using a first-round pick on a receiver so that you get a legitimate young guy in here. So by the time that T. Higgins contract is up, hopefully that first-round receiver evolves into a legitimate number one.
But let me ask this question to the room. Would you like T. Higgins as your number one free agent, or would you try to see if there's some trade interest in a guy like DK Metcalf?
Oh, I would love DK Metcalf.
I prefer DK Metcalf.
Because wasn't his name being thrown around this this deadline?
Yes, it was.
The problem is, I mean, don't you think if you look at Sunday as a legit, like the caller said, both sides of the football win, and this team has somehow turned things around under Gerard Mayo, then yes, you're way closer than you thought you were. But what if that's just a mirage, that win on Sunday?
Would you guess that a win over the Rams would make it less of a mirage?
Yes.
Or do you? Okay, so because I'm nervous that
you've won two out of three, and you probably should have. If you went for two, you probably should have won three of the last three, right?
Right, but no one's going to give you credit for the...
So don't you now look back, if you're of that mindset, you look back at Elliott Wolf in the offseason and you go, darn it, like this team was not that far away.
But even, after the offseason, Greg, you can say at the deadline, you have the ability, there are some teams that are up against the cap because they don't want to guarantee the money. So you have the ability with $50+ million of funny money to bring in talented guys, take on and absorb their deal, and they just sat out. And it was interesting because Monday of that week, was it on Tuesday the deadline? Yeah, it was election day.
Yeah.
Mayo basically told us they were done at 9 a.m.
Right.
Which is just, I don't.
Because I think they felt like, well, there's no need to trade for a guy that's not really going to make that big of a difference. It's not going to move the needle, right? So why are we.
But the difference, hindsight being 2020, the difference right now is just two games, like Courtney says, and takes a lot of abuse for. Like, you're two games out of a playoff spot.
Right, but I don't. I think that. Do you think the front office, the people in charge over there, feel like they can rip off three wins in a row?
I would hope that they do.
No, it's not a whether or not hope. Do you feel like if you had to put gun to their head and say, can your team rip off three wins in a row?
It seems like Gerard Mayo does.
Yes.
No, but I don't think so. I think Wiggy got the best nugget yesterday
right. With
that interview. When Gerard Mayo commented about the win over the Bears, and he said at the beginning of the year, you thought the Bears were a much better team.
Right.
They don't view their team as close.
Right. That's why I would say if you put a gun in their head and say, can you win three in a row, I think they would be like, no.
Well, I asked him yesterday. I said, do you consider the fact that you guys could be a playoff team? Like, is that something that you think about? And
well, I mean, it's.
He says he's going to take a week to week, blah, blah, blah.
Right, but that's him being politically correct. Right. I'm saying truth serum behind the scenes. I just think that they look at it where their roster's not great. Mm. And so to rip off three in a row, I don't think that they believe that they could do that. Do they think that they can be like Gerard? You know, the other thing I got from Gerard is he feels like his team is the spoiler team at the end of the season.
Yeah.
That can maybe potentially.
That's what he said. They wanted them to be the team that everybody was afraid to play or whatever.
Yeah, like that's a spoiler team. Yeah. So Buffalo plays them, and if they win this game, they're the one seed, but all of a sudden New England, you know, spoils the party.
Damn, I wish that they won that game against the Titans in overtime.
Yeah. We got to take a break. We can ask Ty Law if Bill Belichick ever took him to the ground round coming up next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.